ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the American Legion, Curtis Hanson, Post 203, and the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Bernard Ebert, Post 1652, I'd like to thank you for doing your patriotic duty today and attending today's Memorial Day ceremony. Memorial Day originated at the close of the Civil War, and therefore we should give due recognition to the veterans of earlier wars. This day is sacred, with the almost visible presence of those who have gone before us. We honor the memory of those who gave their lives in the service of our country, and of others who have dropped their burdens by the wayside of life and are gone to their eternal rest. May the ceremonies of today deepen our reverence for our departed friends and members. Let us renew our pledge of loyalty to our country and its flag. Let us resolve by word and deed to emphasize the privilege and duty of patriotism. Chaplain Bales will give our invocation.
Morning. Would you please remove your covers as we open this with prayer? Most gracious Heavenly Father, on this Memorial Day, we pause to reflect upon our blessings as a nation and the very high cost of those blessings. Thank you for the freedom that we enjoy in this country, for the opportunities to flourish, and for the security of our land. Thank you for those who have served in the armed forces of our nation, risking their lives for our liberty. Thank you for those who have given their lives in service to this country, and we recognize their sacrifice, how costly it was for the sake of others. Thank you for those who have given their lives so that those who live in other countries might experience freedom from tyranny. Thank you for a day set apart, not just for celebration, but also for remembrance as we consider the sacrifices of so many in our military. Lord, may we be more aware of how blessed we are as a nation. May we be more grateful for our blessings, more faithful in the stewardship of those blessings, and more eager to serve them with others, to share them with others. We pray today for the families and friends of those who have given their lives in service to our nation. May they be comforted in their sadness. May they be reassured that the sacrifice of their loved ones contributes to a worthy cause. May they be proud of those they have lost, entrusting them into your gracious hands. Even as we remember those who have given their lives in the past, we also think of those who stand in harm's way at this very moment. Protect them, we ask. Bring them home safely. And finally, Lord, we pray for the day when there will be no need for our brave men and women to put themselves in harm's way. We long for the day when people beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they war anymore. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Warrior's Cross is a symbol amongst military members. Since a funeral is typically not possible during wartime, these symbols serve as a rallying point where surviving members of a unit can mourn and remember their fallen comrades. Each piece has a very special meaning to us. The rifle is affixed with a bayonet and inverted, signifying that the soldier went down fighting. The boots signify the soldier's last march onto the battlefield. The helmet is placed atop the rifle, representing what the soldier stood for and signifying that their battle is now over. Dog tags are imprinted with the soldier's last name and hung from the rifle so their identity will never be forgotten. A final salute is rendered by their comrades that carry on. In Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place and in the sky, The larks, still bravely singing, fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead short days ago. We lived, we felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders field. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from falling hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break with faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders field. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my esteemed pleasure to get to introduce our guest speaker this morning, Mr. John Hilgert. Since leaving the state legislature in 2001 as the state senator serving downtown and South Omaha, John Hilgert has served as the director of the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs, having been appointed by Governor Mike Johanns, Governor Dave Heineman. Governor Dave Heineman retained Mr. Hilgert as the director and assigned him additional duties as division director of the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services with direct oversight of Veterans Homes Division. He continued to serve in the state in both capacities, having been retained by Governor Ricketts in 2015. In 2017, the Veterans Home Divisions was merged into the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs, and John was again retained by Governor Pillen in 2023. Mr. Hilgert is an Army veteran of the Gulf War, having served with the 1st Infantry Division. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hilgert.
First of all, thank you for having me here today. I appreciate it. And thank you, Michael Simmons, for having me out today. You have a very attentive and aggressive and a committed County Veteran Service Officer. It's a pleasure for our teams to work together with the state and in the counties. Thank you to all the service organizations and all of you who are responsible for this event today. Today is a time of remembrance and reflection on our military heroes who have answered the call to duty and served in harm's way for the sake of our country. At this time, you may be thinking of your grandfather, your father, maybe brother, child, spouse, or other loved ones who served and who have fallen in service to the United States Armed Forces. To those of you who have lost a loved one resting in this cemetery, I offer my condolences. From the life's first breath, it was destined that this day should come. I don't know your faith. I don't know your family. We've never had dinner together. But I am a fellow American. I am a grateful citizen. I'm one of your countrymen who's raised a family in a land of peace and freedom. My family's been blessed by your loved one's sacrifice. I know the difference your loved one has made. Our nation knows the difference your loved one has made. May our fallen rest secure in the knowledge of our respect, appreciation, and devotion. Many Americans across the years and in recent conflicts have answered the call of duty to battlefields of Europe, Pacific, Korea, Vietnam, Kuwait, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And time again, in blood and suffering, young Americans have secured a legacy of peace and liberty for us and future generations. It's measured by the 1 million lives that have been laid upon the altar of freedom since our country's founding, but measured in the lives of generations yet to come, lives full of promise and hope yet untapped. The price for peace is beyond mortal reckoning, as is the incalculable debt we owe our defenders, past and present, living and dead. The meaning of this day impacts the entire world. Contemporary world history has been shaped and molded by the tens of millions of American veterans who put their lives on the line to wear the uniform. How could we begin to contemplate a world today if not for the courageous defenders of freedom stood fast against the scourge of Nazi fascism, the ruthless imperialism in the Pacific, the communist drive for world domination during the Cold War? Today is a time to extend tributes of thanks and share collective memories of those troops. As people, we gather here to reflect on the valor of the fallen and the bond that unites us as Americans. That bond means freedom. It means security. It means strength. And the motivation to stay strong in the name of freedom. To do any less would defile the hopes and dreams of those we honor today. Today is also an opportunity to assure that these brave men and women, your family members, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, will not be forgotten and may remain forever in our hearts. To all of them on this holiday, we extend our deepest respect and gratitude. On this Memorial Day, let's also recognize the nobility of military service in liberty's name. Let our thoughts be with the dedicated men and women who put their lives on the line to protect the freedoms that we hold so dear. We pray for the safe return of those still serving in remote locations around the world, defending freedom and democracy. We owe them our utmost support. That is today. But what about tomorrow? What about the next 364 days until we gather again as brothers and sisters in this family that we call Americans to remember their sacrifice? When we gather together again, will we be able to affirm their sacrifice by having lived every day in a day which brings honor and fulfillment to the ideal for which they so dearly sacrificed? People often speak of New Year's resolutions simply because a calendar changes. This day that we remember the sacrifice of our fallen soldiers gives us the opportunity to pause and take stock of ourselves. Are we living our lives in a way worthy of their sacrifice? Perhaps the message I should leave with you is this. For our fallen, resolve to contribute to your community. For our fallen, help your neighbor when they're in need. For our fallen, celebrate others' success and not pray fall to envy. For our fallen, live with integrity. For our fallen, show compassion. And for our fallen, love this country and let no harm come to it. And finally, for our fallen, resolve to take joy in the simple pleasures in which our comrades can no longer participate. Live your life to the full. You've heard it before, but I'll say it again. They gave all their tomorrows so we can have today. Then may they truly rest in peace, and the many blessings of liberty secured by their sacrifice continue to grace the lives of those they've left behind. May we always be thankful for their service, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Again, God bless you all. Thank you for having me here today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for those wonderful words, Mr. Hilgert. At this time, I call upon Post 203 Auxiliary to please place a wreath upon our veterans' monument. It is for all the veterans and a token of our endearing memory. The flowers may wither, but the spirit of which they are the symbol will endure till the end of time. As you can see this year, we have the shadows of three rifles crowned by the soldier's helmet. The dog tags hang in the midst as a symbol of the veteran's service. The issued boots reflect the last mission that has been halted, unlaced, and at rest. The command of stacking of arms is given when a veteran's life march is transitioned to stand down to eternal rest. The veteran is relieved of life's ruck march and duties of this life. As you look across this memorial barracks, you will view the flags of those veterans who have received this order of rest. For those who gave all, we remember. And in solemn gratitude to pay tribute, we remember. This cover represents all the veterans that are now stationed at Post Everlasting. We commit this cover to the stacking of arms. We remember. For those who leave, never to return, and for those who return, never to be the same, we remember. Please commit the cover to Post Everlasting. My fellow Americans, since the shot heard around the world in 1775, generations of Americans have answered our nation's call to arms. Americans have bravely stepped forward to defend our nation against tyranny, tyrants, dictators, and terrorists in every clime and place around the world. Over 1 million Americans have given their lives in defense of freedom. For our nation, they wrote a blank check for freedom, signing it in blood for the amount up to and including their life. They met evil on the battlefield in the hopes that those who will come after them will know peace. The joys of our liberty have been purchased by the sacrifices of those who serve a cause greater than themselves. They paid the highest price for us, laying their life on the altar of freedom. We owe them a debt that we can never repay. Let us remember the lives our fallen gave up, the life they were living, and the life they were going to live. Let us also remember those who gave their life that now rest in honored glory, known only to God. Chaplain Bales will give our benediction.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Stand there! Salute the dead!
Thank you all very much for being here today. On behalf of Commander Stramel and American Legion Chris Hansen Post 203 and the Bernard Ebert Post 1652 Veterans of Foreign Wars, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Please enjoy the rest of the day. Don't let it be a day of sorrow. Let it be a day blessed with pride, patriotism, and the bold colors of the red, white, and blue. Thank you for being here. May God continue to bless the United States of America. Thank you.